Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of church fellowship, we were taught that the stronger the fellowship in a local church, the easier it will be to withstand the persecution of the world. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Another part of the building blocks of fellowship is communication. Now, many problems result from a lack of communication. However, worse problems have resulted from too much communication, or the wrong kind of communication. And we must understand that communication involves both the mouth and two ears. Now, someone has said, God gave us one mouth and two ears. Perhaps he wanted us to listen twice as much as we talk. That may well be. James chapter 1, verse 19 through 21 says, Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, aren't these excellent verses in this regard? Words bring about the wrath of man. So be swift to hear and slow to speak. Because wrath doesn't work out God's righteousness. We are told in 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Well, that persecution should not come from our own fellowship. There will be grievous words spoken about God's people. The higher their position in the local church, the more grievous the word. In Luke 6:26, Christ warned us and said, Woe unto us if all men speak well of us. Yes, the world will speak evil about us. The religious world may make some very malicious comments. Often, we are referred to as funny mentalists. Others call us legalists. And isn't that what weak people do? When they start having a loss of concrete argument or a concrete fact from the Word of God, then they have to resort to name-calling. But then we could also talk about Satan. 1 Peter 5:8 says that be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So with all the opposition, and when we think of Ephesians 6:12 that we read earlier, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, speaking all of the various devils under Satan. That means we certainly need fellowship one with another to avoid these things. And yet, 2 Timothy 3:12, talking about living godly in Christ Jesus, suffering persecution, you have to understand 2 Timothy is written to the local church, just like 1 Timothy was. And whereas it has always been true that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, as you near these last days, that persecution is coming more and more from fellow believers, many times within your own local church. And we've got to be careful that we don't react in a fleshly manner with things such as wrath. And so, we need to fellowship one with another that we make those things void and having no power in our lives. Now, in the world in which we live, each day one hears filthy language, wrathful words, and the taking of God's name in vain. Now, I grew up in an era where you didn't have cussing on television. And to hear even the newsmen now use the Lord's name in vain as well as other cuss words, it's quite disheartening, especially when some of those news commentators claim to be conservative, and they use the language of the gutter. Now, the fellowship of the local church is a wonderful respite and repose from the barrage of verbal abuse. So what a terrible crime against God-ordained fellowship when our communication grows wicked. Proverbs 10:32 states, "The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness." And so, you've got a froward mouth, you've got the mouth of the wicked. What would be an example of a wicked mouth? Well, gossip, slander, discouragement concerning the local church, its people, and its efforts. The same song that says, "Be careful, little lips, what you say," also says, "Be careful, little ears, what you hear." So often, either gossip, slander, or discouragement is heard in local churches, and it is always detrimental to fellowship. Some of it stems from people who try to make the church music standards and doctrine more palatable to the world and more like the liberal-leaning churches. The terminology "change is good" is often heard, but is rarely referring to change to be more holy, more righteous, and more scriptural. Now understand, people say, "Pastor, you're living in the 50s and you're against change." Oh, no. I think we ought to be more holy and have stronger standards this year than we did last year. I think we ought to be more holy, more righteous, more scriptural next year than we are this year. I think that should continue to grow. But see, that's not what the people mean by it. Usually they mean that we should be a little bit more of the flesh. The spirit and the flesh war against one another, and when you decide I'm going to be a little bit more of the flesh, then really you're a traitor. And you're a spy for the enemy, and you have defected to the wrong side. Now, many times the wrong communication comes in the form of the three I's: implication, insinuation, and inaccuracies. Now let us see some biblical examples of these and then see the practical application. Judas implied that the anointing of Jesus by Mary was a waste and that the ointment could have been sold and given to the poor. Sometimes one sees a pastor, youth director, church employee, or some other leader in the church using a vehicle or borrowing a table for a class party, and someone implies that they are being selfish, not wanting to spend their own money and use their own vehicle or their own table. They are being a burden to the church. We'll have to replace that table or vehicle sooner than expected. It could have been applied to greater use in the ministry. But what has happened? Well, they've impugned the integrity of that leader and perhaps damaged their effectiveness in working with these people that hear them saying these things. Sometimes people like to insinuate things. For an example, David's brother insinuated that David was looking for self-glory and was up to no good when he was asking about Goliath. Have you ever heard someone say that about another Christian when they're giving a testimony, a large gift, they've sung a song or did some work in the church? The evil spirit of envy enters and makes an insinuation which is, "Oh, they are grandstanding." Then there are those that give inaccurate or misleading information. Now, Satan did this with Eve. "You shall not surely die." Well, that was inaccurate, and that was definitely misleading, because she did. Instead, you'll be like gods, he told her. Well, that was the wrong information, too. Perhaps you've had misinformation or inaccurate information given about you. As a pastor, I've gotten it often. And I found that men, when they get active in the ministry and they're starting to do things for the Lord, it will come out against them, too. And you know, sometimes they're just kind of struck that, why would they tell a lie? Why would they say this about me? And that's true. I still wrestle with that sometimes. Why would they just tell an out-and-out lie, you know? But that is what happens, and it is to be expected that Satan brings ones in unaware, and they seek to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. The hard thing is that it is usually someone in the church who is respected or holds a respected position. And usually when these things come from Mr. Motormouth or Miss Busybody, people just consider the source and go on. But when it comes from normal members of the church, it becomes a cancer within the local body of Christ. Avoid these people, and let it not proceed from your mouth. And avoid those who say these things. Those who cast doubt on other Christians. You know, I find it interesting that in the book of Proverbs, it says it this way, enter not to the path of the wicked. This is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Neither go in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. And pass away, for they sleep not except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. What a terrible thing. And yet, that's exactly what happens. And so, avoid them. Avoid those who say those things and cast doubts on other Christians. And don't allow the things they're saying to come out of your mouth. Now, on the other hand, communication should involve right things. The good Christian is not only a guy that puts off the old things. He's one who puts on the new things of Christ. That is the Word of God, the new man, the new nature. And so, putting on the right things, first it should involve admonition. Now, this is giving instruction, wisdom, an exhortation on the basis of Scripture. It should be directed towards those who are going doctrinally astray. It should also go towards speaking to those who aren't as faithful as they once were. Hebrews 10:25 states, exhorting one another.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.